It's been very good for me. I'm just enjoying it, you know, joining with the guys and just taking it all in, soaking it all up. So just making the most of this process. I feel like I can have a tremendous impact on the defense just with my playmaking ability, my leadership qualities, and everything that I possess as just a football player on and off the field. I feel like that'll definitely elevate any defense. Just timing up, preparation, knowing the snap counts of my opponents and knowing a lot of times, yeah, more so just the snap count and preparation. So that would be the main thing.
Yeah, we're good.
When you're preparing for teams, you know they tend to have tendencies, what type of snap count they like, and different situations, whether it's home or away in a rowdy environment. So you look at that, but going into the game, you can have that, you can anticipate that a little bit, but sometimes teams change it up, so you have to be ready for that as well. So it's just all about in-game situation and changing as well.
So I read you were a high school receiver, is that right?
Yes, sir.
Tell me about how the transformation to this happened, what you thought.
It was pretty amazing, though. So in high school, I actually played defense as well. I just played both ways, and I was at a smaller school, so I played both ways, played a little receiver, running back, and different things like that. It was pretty awesome having the ball in my hands, being able to make plays, because I pretty much done it throughout my childhood. But at the end of the day, I thought I was a better linebacker, and I didn't really like getting hit, so I preferred to give out them.
I noticed that you chase people really far and fast. What goes through your mind when you're on the hunt, when you're trying to chase the quarterback or running back, or just, it seems like you're so far away, but you don't give up. Tell me about your mindset on that.
Our relentless pursuit. I believe in that. I was always taught, if you start something, finish, and just take advantage of every opportunity. And tomorrow's not promised. So this is my last play that I ever play. How do I want to go out? So I feel like every play is, I treat every play like it's my last play, and I bust my tail like I don't have a next play. I definitely feel like – I don't feel like it's underrated at times because a lot of teams know, you know, great teams that have great defensive players and more so at the linebacker position. Linebacker is huge. You know, you take control of the defense, you know, pretty much most of the time are the leaders of the defense, and you pretty much have to make a lot of plays and all of the checks for defense. And I think that definitely – good, very good linebackers can definitely elevate defenses. Just a guy who truly cares about his teammates on and off the field, regardless of the situation, always there for them through adversity, whether it's a little there at that high or at that low, and just always someone you can depend on and someone that you know committed on and off the field and lead by example as well. I actually did struggle with the decision to go pro early. It was just so it was like came up short in the national title game, so that definitely played a part in it. And then wanted to finish up my degree at the university, so that definitely played a part in it. And it was just the brotherhood and the camaraderie we had there at Georgia, and like I just love those guys. And it was just our last chance at being a child, more so not having to worry about more like adult responsibilities and things of that sort. So that definitely played a part. And just when I was talking to like many individuals, you know, who may have left college early or something, they was more so like, yeah, I really do miss college if I could just go back one time. So really taking everything like that into consideration, and I really thought about it hard, but at the end of the day, after weighing the pros and cons, it was in my best interest that I did leave.